Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We've got this wind advisory through 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and it's a little brisk out there.
Well, I hope you closed up the patio umbrellas and brought your jacket to the office, because our first cold snap of the season is arriving. Here outside an office building on Central Expressway, mixed response to the weather change.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm so ready, man. I'm tired of this heat. That's my favorite weather, sweater weather.
I prefer to be sweating in 100 degrees than have to be in the cold.
Absolutely, yes. I'm a Texas girl, but I'm ready for cold.
I asked Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, will it be cold enough to crank up the fireplace tonight?
Wind chills are going to be in the upper 30s, so you're definitely going to need your jacket.
On my way to find my flannel shirt, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, goodness. Well, you know, this wind with this cold front is causing a few power outages.
KRLD power outage update.
Yep. And that's no fun. Encore is reporting 1,000 outages in Tarrant County, also in Dallas County, and nearly 900 in Collin County.
Cops in Fort Worth helped to save a baby after a rollover crash. They're talking about it.
Sergeant Nichols was one of two responding officers along I-30 between East Chase Parkway and Cooks Lane last week, and he admits at first they feared the child had died. The child was pinned underneath the overturned car.
You know, we all came together, everybody was pitching in the hand, and slowly but surely she came to, and you can tell the difference in what kind of thought was I having breathing, or I don't know, the noises, and then the difference when she starts breathing and crying. It was just the greatest sigh of relief.
Paramedics eventually rushed both mother and child to the hospital, where they are now stable and expected to make a full recovery. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A house divided. The Mavs are taking the Stars to court.
The Mavs claim the Stars violated a clause requiring their corporate headquarters to remain in the city of Dallas. The Stars relocated their offices and practice facility to Frisco back in 2003. The Mavs also claim the Stars blocked essential maintenance improvements in a proposed $300 million renovation and lease extension deal. The Stars allegedly ended negotiations in October of 2024, stalling progress on upgrades to the AAC. So the Mavs won a court ruling that affirms the breach of contract, declaring them as sole owners of the arena entities. The Stars have not yet responded to the suit. Both teams have been eyeing a new arena following the 2031 season, when their current lease expires. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Really, fall has been way overdue. I mean, we should have been seeing cooler temperatures about 2 or 3 weeks ago. So this front that we're getting today is really the kind of front that we would normally expect, you know, probably the last part of September or right around the beginning of October. But it's here now, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with the change in seasons, we usually see a lot more rain. We've had a little bit here and there these past couple of weeks. You know, could we expect more?
We'll probably see a little more. The reason why we really haven't had much rain over the last couple of months is because we've been in kind of a weak what's called La Nina pattern, and that tends to bring warmer conditions and drier than normal conditions across the southern part of the U.S., including Texas. Looks like that pattern's going to continue, but having said that, it looks like there's some signs that we'll probably be able to see some additional fronts come in and storm systems over the next 3 or 4 weeks. So we'll probably see some rain off and on through the rest of October and early November if we're lucky.
This is supposed to be some of the wetter months that we see, and I know it's way too early to predict very far out, but are the models at least showing we might stay in this pattern for a while, or could we see heat again?
I think the really warm weather that we were, you know, kind of dealing with through a good part of September, that's probably behind us now. We'll probably see a period of 70s here, probably for the next couple of weeks. We'll see some 60s mixed in. Probably most of the 80s have been put to bed for the season. And I think we're going to be starting to see the readings getting down a little bit more like we normally expect to see for late fall. So mainly 60s, a few 70s, maybe even some 50s if we get deeper into November.
You know, Tom, when we talk about late in the season, something else we're seeing late in the season is Hurricane Melissa, a Category 5 storm, 185-mile-per-hour winds, the pressure down to, I believe it was 892 at some point, millibars. I mean, this is historic. Can we talk a little bit about how big of a deal this storm is?
Absolutely. And you kind of you reeled off a number of key figures there. You know, we had had a somewhat quiet season up to this point, had a number of storms. Most of them were out in the open waters, the Atlantic. This storm, though, is really a record breaker in terms of the magnitude of it. And unfortunately, because it's made landfall with the significant winds and the storm surge, it's probably going to be quite devastating for Jamaica as it continues to move to that area.
Yeah, and you're not going to be able to even find out how much damage is done there until it moves off. I mean, the winds have died off to around 145 miles an hour, which actually seems quaint when you're dealing with 185. And this is moving towards Cuba and the Bahamas. What can they expect?
Well, the storm system, the hurricane is weakened somewhat because of the mountainous terrain of Jamaica. But Melissa is going to still stay quite strong as it moves across the eastern tip of Cuba. Still probably a good Category 3 to maybe even Category 4 over the next 24 hours. So lots of rainfall, very strong winds, lots of storm surge. So probably quite a bit of damage in Cuba. And in addition, most likely the Bahamas as well.
Government shutdown now entering its fifth week. The pressure is mounting on Congress to get a deal done. Someone's got a cave. But we get this thing going again. For one thing, you got food stamps about to be cut off for millions of people. That happens at the end of this week unless they can reach an agreement. And then there's the situation at the airport.
Oh.
That's getting worse by the day. And for more on that, we're going to bring in News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton.
Unfortunately, it's not looking any better either. That's the worst part. It's like, man, can we just end this thing already? And not looking likely.
Air traffic controllers are now missing their first full paycheck since this started. Would that be, is TSA included in that?
That's exactly right. And I was at DFW this morning. And, you know, TSA, aside from when it's busy and during the holiday season, they're nice people. I talk to a lot of them. You know, I know it's stressful. Today I was talking to some of them, and the two words that they used, some of these TSA officers, and they all talk amongst themselves, but the way it was described to me, anxious, one word, and also upsetting, because they, as well as other people, you know, the air traffic controllers, you know, this is the first full paycheck. And a lot of them said, you know, hey, we're going to be okay. This one, we're going to be okay. If this happens, another full paycheck, that's when things are going to get really, really interesting. But essentially right now, these men and women, TSA officers, air traffic controllers, are working for free. Sean Duffy, Transportation Secretary, he just wrapped up a press conference like 10 or 15 minutes ago. I was listening to that out of New York at LaGuardia. And, you know, the big takeaway is, you know what? There are going to be more cancellations, more delays. But at the end of the day, we want to put everyone's safety first. And that was the big takeaway. So you'll see ground delays at some airports. You'll see more cancellations. It's honestly, that's just the way things are going as long as the shutdown continues.
I know DFW had a problem with this. They had a ground stoppage for a little bit, yep, or at least some delays yesterday. They say everything's back to normal, but we know that when it talks, you're talking about airports, you got that spider web effect. If it affects one place, it's going to affect DFW. How's it looking right now?
So I just checked before I came on with you guys. It's called FlightAware. It's called the Misery Map. Perfect name, because it is miserable. It has all the delays. It has all the cancellations. Already, it's still fairly early, but we're talking about hundreds of delays, dozens of cancellations. And then, you know, you talked about the spider web. It happens because, you know, even if there's significant weather or just in this case, a lot of staffing shortages, you go onto the website and you click on the delay itself, or you click on the airport and you look at the advisory and you look at the impact from why or the reason why there's some sort of ground delay right now. And it says short staffing. But that sort of thing is expected. And it's expected to increase. DFW was on there yesterday. I was looking through that. Denver's airport was on there yesterday. Same with Newark in New York. It just keeps happening and happening and happening. It's going to get worse. Should also mention air traffic controllers at 22 airports. These are the busiest airports across the country, are picketing today outside the airport saying, hey, they are educating. This is, from the National Association of Air Traffic Controllers. We are educating the public on how essential we are and what we do. And at the end of the day, we're working for free, but we're still trying to keep you safe. And it's highly stressful.
All right. Let me put you on the spot here.
We've debated this on this show.
We've talked about this, and I don't know if you have an answer or maybe some insight, but operations in the tower with the air traffic controllers, and we're not trying to cost anyone their jobs, but eventually down the road, is that something that could be automated? Could they get AI in the control tower?
In my crystal ball, I would not be surprised if something like that happened in the future. How near? I couldn't tell you. The thing is, though, it'll never be fully autonomous, fully automated, because in the event of an emergency, something happens, you need a real person. But, I mean, the way it's looking now, especially with all the shortages, we've been talking about air traffic controller shortages for years now. So when you factor that in, but I will say, with AI and just all the things, right, the way it's moving, I would not be surprised. But there's always going to be somebody in the tower, yeah, always human beings in the tower. There's no way it's going to be fully automated, if you will. That's a good question, though.
Interesting. So we've come to that point where we have to dust off that old cliche, pack your patience if you're headed to the airport.
I wasn't going to say
before the holidays.
Never know. Thank you, Xavier. Good stuff, as always. We appreciate the time. News Nation correspondent Xavier Walton with us here on KRLD. And it's interesting that they're going to be picketing today outside some of these airports because, I mean, if you're an air traffic controller, TSA, there's three stages. There's unfazed, annoyed, and then mad.
I think
we're in the middle one right now.
And that's a point, is that especially when you know how politics works, this all comes down to polling and who's going to give in first. And they're not missing paychecks in Congress.
Nope.
We are. And we're hurting because you just want to win political points. So that's really would make me mad.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.